Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Where's the battery in this thing? What, is it replaceable?
No, I haven't opened it. It's a built-in battery.
Hmm?
It's built-in battery.
It's a built-in battery, is it? Okay. Looks like it's working okay.
Yeah, it's more than half. I don't know how long it will last.
Yeah, we'll see. What's the rubber band around it for?
It came off once.
Mm. Everything is temporary in the material world, I suppose. Purport. Sri Vyasadeva was not satisfied with himself. Natushyat hridayam tataha. Tushyat, tushti. Tushti means to be satisfied. He wasn't satisfied. Natushti, natushyad. Hridayam tataha. Hridayam? Hridayam. What's hridayam? He's translated as the mind. Hridayam. Hridayam. The heart. Hridayam. Hridayam tashtahya badrani. Right? The heart. So he wasn't satisfied at heart. Tataha at that time. So Prabhupada says in the purport, Sri Vyasadeva was not satisfied with himself, although he had prepared literatures of Vedic value for the all-round welfare of the general mass of people. Bhutanam Sreyasi. Bhutanam Sreyasi. Sreyasi means for the ultimate good of everybody. Bhutanam means all of the living entities. So he had worked hard with good intentions for the benefit of everybody, compiling the Vedic literatures, including the Mahabharata. But still he wasn't satisfied. It was expected that he would be satisfied but by all such activities, but ultimately he was not satisfied. Savatmakena pi yada natusya dridayam tataha. Despite his efforts, he was not satisfied. So I guess this raises the question, why? Why wasn't the Vyasadeva satisfied? Don't you reckon? Yes, if we read on, we'll find out why. Which is astonishing because, you know, he's compiled the Mahabharata. He's split the Vedas up into four. He's distributed that knowledge. You know, and what does Krishna say in the Bhagavad Gita? Vedais cha savayaraham eva vejo vedanta krid vedavid eva jaham. That the purpose of understanding the Vedas is ultimately to know Krishna. And so the path chalked out by the Vedas is ultimately to elevate everybody, gradually elevate them to the point of Krishna consciousness. This is the purpose of the Vedas. But it appears that that purpose has not been fully realized or fully achieved at this stage. What are the symptoms of somebody who's engaged in glorifying Krishna? Because ultimately the Vedas are a glorification of Krishna. So what's the end result of glorifying Krishna? Matschita matkata prana bodhayanta parasparam katyantas ja mam nityam tusyanti ja ramanti ja. Right? Does anybody know that verse? Chapter 10, text number 8, 9? Am I right? 10, 9? Aham sarvasya prabhava mata sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. That's 8. So it must be 9. Yeah, 10, 9. Matschita. Those who think of me, matschita, matkata, prana, those who engage their matschita, matkata, who engage their energy in serving me. Prana means, you know, your energy. Matschita. What's the next line? Second. Bodhayanta parasparam. One who uses his intelligence. Is that right? Preaching, yeah. So those who hear about Krishna, katayantascha mam nityam, Krishna kata, katayantascha mam nityam. Nityam means eternally. So those who are thinking of Krishna, those who are working for Krishna, those who are talking about Krishna, or those who are preaching Krishna consciousness, tusyanti cha ramanti cha, they become satisfied and happy. Right? Tushti means tushyanti, same here as this word. What was that word? Oops. Where are we up to? 26, going backwards. Tushyad, same word. Tushti. Or here, na tushyad, not satisfied. So the symptoms of one who is always engaged in serving Krishna, who's always thinking about Krishna, who's preaching the glories of Krishna, they'll be satisfied. Tushyanti cha ramanti cha. They'll be satisfied and happy. That's a symptom of a devotee, right? Satisfied and happy. Everybody satisfied and happy? After breakfast, we'll be satisfied and happy. Tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Well, because when you think about it, you know, Prabhupada mentions in the Bhagavad Gita, well, Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 17th chapter, no religious performance is complete without the distribution of prasadam. So right, when we've had prasadam, we've already been worshipping Krishna, we've chanted our japa, we've had kirtan, we're hearing the Bhagavatam, and then the final completion is to have prasadam. Huh? That's sankirtan, complete glorification of Krishna. And then we're happy. We should be happy. Nashta prayasava bhadreshu nitya bhagavata sevaya. So, it appears, at least on the face of it, it appears that Vyasadeva hasn't engaged in, you know, sankirtan enough. or directly enough, because the Vedas are an indirect process in one sense. You know, Prabhupada gives the example of walking up the stairs, right? Walking up the stairs or getting in the lift. You know, they have this competition a few weeks ago, they have this competition to see who could run up the Eureka building, you know, it's the tallest building in Melbourne, the fastest. You have to train, vigorously train to be healthy enough. What is it? It's 65 stories or something? But that's one way of getting up to the top of the Eureka building. The other way is to go on the ground floor, press the button on the lift, the door opens up, you get in, you go, broop, press the button, and ding, all the way to the top. So Prabhupada gives the example that the Vedas provide the step-by-step method. Step-by-step method. You know, first of all, you're a sudra, then you get elevated to a vaishya, then from a vaishya, you get elevated to a kshatriya, then from a kshatriya, you get elevated to a brahmana, if you're lucky. Right? Various yajnas and sacrifices and so on and so forth. Various branches of the Vedas, different methodologies for gradual purification, so eventually you come to the point of Vasudeva Savamiti Sa Mahatma Sudula Baha. What is it? Jnanavam Mam Prapatya. No, Bahunam Jamanam Mante. After many, many births. Jnanavam, one who becomes knowledgeable. Prapatyante, words. Surrenders to me. So the Vedas are described as being a gradual process. And it's complicated. It's not straightforward. You know, a study of the Vedas without proper guidance and without and this is why the spiritual master is so important, without a teacher or a guide, then one can easily get lost in the, well, as Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita, don't be bewildered, he says to Arjuna, don't be bewildered by the flowery words of the Vedas, promising heavenly delight, you know, heavenly, that's one a section of the Vedas, which encourages basically the worship of the demigods, where Lord Shiva is described as being Bhagawan, where other personalities are praised as being worshipable. And, you know, we see that. You see that in modern Hindu, what should we say, in the application of Hinduism as such. And you go into Indian families' homes, and on the altar they've got Lord Shiva, they've got Lakshmi, they've got Narayan, they've got Bal Krishna, they've got, you know, a range, a smorgasbord of different deities. Isn't it? And they don't really know what they're doing. They just, why do you do that? Oh, it's what my parents did. You know, it's a smorgasbord of various personalities. And they'll have different sadhus. And, you know, often in the northeastern states of, no, northwestern states, maybe in other parts, you know, there's the picture that often bewilders me is that there's a picture of one sadhu and he's smoking a chillum. Have you seen that one? In Maharashtra, you'll see this. I was told the story about, there is an explanation. He was a saintly, very saintly person. But, you know, it does look rather odd that he's blowing on a chillum. So it can be bewildering. This one, that one. But of course, Prabhupada encourages us. You know, if we concentrate on the ultimate purpose of the Vedas, and that is to connect with Krishna. And if we understand that that literature in the Vedas that brings us to the point of devotional service, then rather than going the gradual process, regardless of what position you happen to be in, the process of bhakti is so potent and powerful that it's the lift. Right? It's the lift. It takes you straight to the top floor. Don't have to walk all the stairs to get up to the top. Or even with the Vedas, you know, walk up the stairs but then get diverted by different cul-de-sacs and go off into another room and just get lost or become bewildered. So, because Vyasadeva had not described the direct process sufficiently or adequately, then he wasn't satisfied. That's what we can conclude. If he's glorifying Krishna, the Vedas are glorifying Krishna. Ultimately, it's a glorification of Krishna. You know, or the prayers of the Vedas begin with the word what? Om, right? So that indicates Lord Vishnu. But still, somewhat indirect. It is not Krishna. What does Prabhupada say? Vedanti tat. What's the next word? Vedanti tat. What's the next? Vedanti tattva vidas. Vidams, isn't it? You know, the Vedas teach us, certainly the Bhagavatam teaches us, and the Bhagavad Gita teaches us, of the Dvayam, Advayam, Ramayan, is it? My memory's not very good. Vedanti Tattva Vidas. Give me the Bhagavatam, please. Sometimes these verses just roll off my tongue, and sometimes I just forget them. Vedanti Tattva Vidas 2.11. Tattvam Yajnanam Advayam Rameti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Sabyate. So, the absolute truth is Advayam, means it's not material. It is not relative. It is absolute. But it is understood in a variety of flavors or in stages. Right? Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sabjate. So there's the Brahman realization, which is an aspect of the absolute truth. The all-pervading, all-powerful, supreme energy that exists within everything. This is an aspect of the absolute truth. But in isolation is not the complete truth. And the Paramatma, a more developed understanding of the absolute truth in his form as the supersoul that exists within everything, directs the wanderings of everyone. And then there's Bhagavan, the supreme, personality, who is the rest, you know, Brahmanohi Pratishtaham. Krishna says, I am the source, or the basis of the Brahman. So, when there's an incomplete description of Krishna, without the personality of Godhead and without the direct connecting process to the personality of Godhead, that is the process of bhakti, then even though there's glorification of the absolute, without that complete understanding, then it's missing something. So Vyasadeva hadn't, you know, he's discussing various aspects of the absolute, but because of that direct connection in devotional service. And so Banaswami was explaining when he was here last time, when we started the first canto of the Bhagavatam, he was explaining that Vyasadeva actually recompiled the Srimad Bhagavatam. He rewrote it. He'd already written it. The 18 Purana, he'd completed the compilation of the Vedas, but he then recompiled the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavat Purana, so that it was a direct glorification of Krishna. And why the Srimad Bhagavatam is the most important, why it's described as Nigama Kalpataro Galitam Phalam, the ripened fruit of the tree of Vedic knowledge. Because it has a complete description. Brahmeti, the Brahman, is there. The Paramatma is there. But also, or shall we say, the primary aspect, the primary feature within which all other aspects are contained or maintained, on which they rest, is Krishna. Ishvaraha Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha. You know, he's the supreme controller. Sarvakarana, the cause of all causes. So, not enough focus. So, you know, when devotees are, because this symptom of a devotee is susukam kartam avyayam, happiness, and tushti, satisfaction. So, generally, we can apply this, you know, if we're not feeling happy or satisfied, then it's due to our misfortune. And not glorifying Krishna enough, not engaging in the basic practice of Shravanam and Kirtanam, chanting Hare Krishna properly. Tudaiva midrisham ihajani nanu ragaha, Lord Chaitanya prays. I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for chanting Hare Krishna. So this is part of our problem. Part of the problem is that we chant Hare Krishna, but we don't have any attraction for it. We have a jaundiced tongue. This is also explained by Rupa Goswami in the Upadeshamrita. So what's the cure? More chanting. More hearing and chanting. Even though it's hard. Oh no, it's so hard, I can't do it. My mind hurts. Right. This is if we're not feeling tusyanti cha ramanti cha, then we need to go back to the basics. And of course there is a, you know, Lord Chaitanya gives us the key. Trinadu pisu nichena torara ava sahishnuna. One has to be humble and tolerant. We shouldn't be so proud, and we shouldn't be looking for, you know, prestige, basically. Looking for some personal gratification out of our service to Krishna. Of course, automatically it will come. But when our lifetimes after lifetime, our focus has been, you know, what's in it for me, then it's hard to shake off that habit. And it's a habit that's so ingrained, it's very difficult to even see it, identify it, and recognize it within oneself. So it requires a great deal of introspection to come to that point of humility. And it sometimes seems as if it will never happen. Because we're quite attached. We've got layers and layers of coverings of material existence. But this is the test. Susukam katam. You know, Prabhupada was once asked, how will you tell, you know, the members of the Hare Krishna movement? And he said, well, they'll be gentlemen and gentlewomen and they'll be happy. This is the test. Happy and satisfied. And there's a story, I think, when Prabhupada was in Africa with one of his disciples, servants, and Prabhupada said to him, why do I have to see your morose face every day? Why do I have to see you look so unhappy? Because if we apply the process, then it should work. And actually we know if we apply the process, it does work. But still we get lazy. But this is the cure. That which is good for everybody is the chanting of Hare Krishna. Especially, you know, there are 9 processes of devotional service. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentions this. And it's mentioned in the Burijan Prabhu's Japa book, that there are 9 processes of devotional service, and each one of them is potent to liberate us, to elevate us. But out of the 9 processes, there are 3 which are like the kings, if you like. And that's the first 3. Shravanam, Kirtanam, and Smaranam. Hearing, chanting, and remembering. But of those 3, there's one who stands out as the emperor. Right? The emperor, the boss. And that's chanting. Right? And why the Sikshastikam focuses on chanting. This is the Yuga Dharma, Jagyoye Sankirtan Praye, Yajantihi Sumedasaha. The chanting of Hare Krishna, even though it's a very, very simple thing. And I was thinking about why would chanting be the emperor or the boss? Because when we chant, then automatically we're hearing and we're remembering Krishna. Chanting incorporates remembering and hearing. And then of chanting, there are 3 aspects of chanting. There's chanting Krishna's name. There's chanting of Krishna's pastimes or activities. There's chanting of Krishna's qualities. All potent. But of those 3, the topmost is the Harinam. We sing it in the morning. Sri Radhika Madhavayora Para Madhurya Leela Guna Rupa Nam Nam. Nam means the name. So from the name comes all of the others, the qualities, the characteristics, the form, and the pastimes. They're all contained within the name. So the name is, the chanting of the holy name is the topmost. Which is why we, you know, our jagya is to become expert in chanting Hare Krishna. That's the real purpose of the human form of life, is to, in the age of Kali, is to perfect this activity. in order to be successful. And in that way one will become tushyanticharamanticha, happy and satisfied. And it wasn't until Vyasadeva had he wasn't aware of the problem, and as this chapter is described, this is the appearance of Sri Narada. So Narada appears, Narada Muni appears, and he's the spiritual master of Vyasadeva. He instructs him as to what the problem is and encourages him to compile the Bhagavatam, because the Bhagavatam brings us to that point of glorification, direct glorification of Krishna, and ultimately to the Sankirtan. Because it's not that we don't glorify, you know, Krishna's pastimes, and because we do all of those things as well. But the pivot, the prime activity is the chanting of the holy name. Does anybody have any comments or questions on any of these points? That's what Bhadraswami says. I don't understand it myself. You have to ask him. That's what he said. It's in either the first or the second, in his class, on either the first or the second verse of the poem. He mentions. I don't know what his reference was for that. Do you remember that class? You weren't here. It's on the website. You can download it and listen to it. It's actually pretty. It's those two or three classes that Bhadraswami gave when we were doing the first and second and third verses of the first chapter of the first canto are very instructive. Very instructive. I've listened, and in fact, that particular class I've listened to a couple of times. I don't know, when was it? September, was it? Something. Anyway, when, it wasn't that long ago. A couple of months ago. Because, you know, we're only up to verse 26 here in chapter 3. You can count the number of verses, and that way you'll be able to work out how many days ago it was. Thirty-four verses in chapter 2, and in chapter 1, 23, and we're up to 26. So it's about 3 months ago. But, of course, sometimes we do more than one verse, so. But it does say that he completed his work, right? It says here that he completed his work. Let's just have a look. And isn't it interesting, you know, Vyasadeva has done all of this work, yet he's regretting his defects. So he has the... He's a... Narada said, you have not actually broadcast, because he'd written the Mahabharata. Maybe it indicates here that, wait a minute, it indicates here that actually he hadn't compiled the Bhagavatam, right? Because it says here, the compiler of the Vedanta Darshan is Vyasadeva himself, yet he is troubled, although he is the author. So what sort of transcendental bliss can be derived by the readers and listeners of Vedanta, which is not explained directly by Vyasadeva, the author? Herein arises the necessity of explaining Vedanta Sutra in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam by the selfsame author. But Bhanadatta Swami does mention that actually he had already compiled the Puranas. You know, he'd done his job. But then Vyasadeva was instructed by Narada Muni to go back and complete the commentary on the Vedanta Sutra in the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam to, you know, make his work actually complete. Pretty straightforward. Anything else? Okay. We're starting the marathon on Monday. Everybody aware of that? Anybody? Yeah. So we're going to adjust the morning program so that we have breakfast at 8:15. Greeting the deities will be obviously the same, but we'll have Guru Puja at 7:15. We have to brief the cooks, because they're usually the ones that hold things up. But you know, we basically want to facilitate those devotees who are going to go out full time on book distribution. So that they can go out and do a 6-7-8 hour day of book distribution. So that's a shortened Bhagavatam. You know, Bhagavatam class will go from 7:05 to 8:15. Not too difficult to do. Yes. Yep. Read the scores at the Bhagavatam class. Because we'll have Guru Puja beforehand,
long
class? Well, we can always finish. We can it'll be 7:10 till it'll be an hour. Which is, you know, often class is longer than an hour. Today is a short class, I think. Isn't it? Yep, why not? I'm going to try and do more book distribution, so weekend's a good time to go out and do some books. Should encourage the householders also. We won't do any Harinam, we'll just do book distribution from Monday till the 31st of December, to the end of December, so 4 weeks basically. And we've got some catering jobs. You know, this weekend there's a Queenscliff. Then Meredith, I think, is the 10th and the 11th, something like that. So there'll be some. And after Meredith, the devotees who go to Meredith can have a bit of a rest. If they need to. if they want to. Well, they probably should. Anyway, we'll put some notes up. And on Sunday, Kurunini Krishna's giving class, but I might come down and just we'll have a bit of an ishtagosti. Okay. Okay, Gandharajima Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.